This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
With edgy trade headlines flashing on the screens of market participants, the Dow is down 320 points, 1.3%. The S&P 500 down 1.1%. The NASDAQ down 1.3%. The key index on the Shanghai stock market fell 3.5% today. The VIX index of volatility is up 16% at 14.5, but nowhere near its peak volatilities in the high 20s that we saw in February. Bonds are popular, bringing in interest rates down at 2.88% on the 10-year yield. This year, the Trump administration cut money aimed at helping hospitals provide care to low-income patients by letting hospitals buy drugs at a discount. Critics of the program say there's little evidence that hospitals use the savings to help the patients. Now, this morning, a Senate committee is checking in to see how the cuts are going to what's called the 340B program, how they're impacting hospitals and patients. From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Nearly 2,500 participating hospitals will lose about $1.6 billion this year, and that will make it difficult to provide lower-cost drugs or keep programs running for low-income patients who are homeless or who have chronic conditions like diabetes. Maureen Testoni is with 340B Health, a hospital advocacy group.
We understand that a lot of, especially the smaller hospitals, are feeling the hit.
More financially stable hospitals may be better able to weather these cuts, says University of Chicago economist Rena Conti. Conti thinks most hospitals will struggle.
What we really want to know is how much is this cut meaningful to hospitals? How much does it actually impact real people who are undergoing treatment now?
Legislation has been introduced in Congress to require hospitals to more comprehensively report how 340B funds are making care more affordable and accessible. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.